John Jessop.
This young lady can sing. Her name is Livy Kay. Hi, Livy.
Hiya, you all right?
I'm very well. How are you, my love?
Not too bad, yeah. Just at home, you know, like everybody else, kind of. Today's a chill day, so I'm excited to be on here with you and having a little chat.
Yeah. So tell us all about, because, you know, you're am I right in saying you're 18?
I'm 19. I am 20 this year. So, yeah, I've had two birthdays during lockdown, which has been a bit of a bummer, but, you know, everyone's in the same boat. But, yeah, I'm 20 this year.
I know.
But still 16 in the head.
Right, okay, yeah. And you hail from Skaresbrick?
I am, yeah. So I'm Skaresbrick. Well, I mean, I travel quite a lot, as much as I can, to the cities, you know, Liverpool, Manchester, London.
Yeah.
Just anywhere I can be, really, especially, you know, after lockdown, hopefully, when everything's a bit back to normal, that tends to be where I hang out more so than Skaresbrick, but that is my hometown for sure.
Yeah. So what's your diary been like, Livy? I know everybody's was the same. It was just totally, totally blanked out. But the dates that you had before we went into the first lockdown last March, you know, are those dates going to be accomplished again for you?
Well, I mean, yeah, before lockdown, before everything that happened this year, I had a few festivals booked in. I had my first gig at the Manchester Arena as a supporting act for quite a big artist.
Wow.
Which hasn't yet been rescheduled, just due to, you know, we're not really sure what the situation is yet, even with the announcement that we've had.
Yes.
But, you know, like with the entertainment industry and the industry that I work in, and it's kind of a blessing in a disguise, really, because one of the things, you know, most musicians struggle for is, you know, we're working a full-time job and we're doing everything we can to push our music career. So having that extra time to work on your craft is actually, you know, it's been really beneficial for me to really, like, focus in on what I want to do with my music and all the things that go along with my creative side.
Right, okay.
You know, yeah, I can't really complain, especially when there's so many other people, working as key workers and stuff like that, so...
So do you, I mean, I said before, I mean, I'm hoping that this young lady has like a 5-year plan where she wants to be, you know, and has broke it down maybe like into a year, 3 years and 5 years. Have you done that?
100%, yeah. I mean, my strategy really, like I said before, I'm a really creative person, but music is really at the forefront of what I am doing at the minute. And to be honest, right now, for any music artist, and I'm sure they will probably all say the same thing, it's all about content creation and being on social media, which, you know, a lot of people love, a lot of people hate. But if you're trying to be an artist in this, you know, in 2021, you don't really have an option.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just constant TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, not so much, but, you know, all those platforms, constantly posting, doing challenges, getting spotted by people on BBC and stuff like that.
Right.
It's all now through social media. So, yeah, that's kind of most of the plan, is really just keep creating original creative content.
Okay, that was coming up to the next question then, Liv. What sort of music do you actually produce?
So at the minute, to be honest, during lockdown, I kind of, you know, explored a few different things that I've not done before. You know, I've only been really doing my music for about 4 years now, which in the music industry really isn't a long time. So I've been, you know, playing around with different genres. I'm going slightly more towards, you know, the pop kind of R&B side of things. At the start of my career, when I was 16, it was, you know, more of the pop kind of thing. You know, very, very new to the music industry. So just trying out, you know, where I fitted, and every artist goes through that. And that's how I think we find our, you know, true sound and what truly speaks to us within music. But yeah, that lockdown really did help me kind of understand who I am as an artist and where I want to go this year and next year as well.
Okay. Do you write your own stuff?
I do, yeah. I've been constantly writing during lockdown. I've started to have, you know, how it goes. But yeah, I've just been, you know, just grinding and just keeping everything going and keeping pushing with the social media and, I've wrote more songs this year than I probably would have in the next 5 years.
Okay. So does that mean, once we are out, and if we do, you know, rumour has it that, you know, you never know, it may be before the 21st of June, but if we're going to be held to that date and we are totally out of lockdown, then does that mean there could be maybe an EP or an album from Livvy K?
Yeah, to be honest, I would probably, I tend to release quite a lot of singles. That's for some reason, at the minute, that tends to be the most popular thing to do with how the industry's going at the minute. So I would definitely say I've got quite a big song that I'm really excited to potentially put out this year. With all, you know, like you said, all being well, if I can, you know, potentially get out and sing it as well and promote the song, that would be ideal. But hopefully, 21st of June, I should potentially start getting some more gigs and some, you know, more festivals, because I know like the likes of Creamfields and stuff like that are going ahead. So you know, getting in contact with some of these bigger festivals and trying to get on the introducing stage would be amazing.
Yeah. So. What's your musical background, Livvy? You know, who do you sort of look to and say, "Oh, I really like them. I wish I could be like them."
You know, I think for me, music is really versatile, based on who I kind of get my influences off. There's a few artists that I would probably, you know, say like Lady Gaga. Dua Lipa is really current at the minute. I really like her new album, the more pop funk kind of vibe. That is definitely something I'm really interested in, slightly more funk side of pop.
Yes.
Like the likes of Ava Max, she's another artist that I really like, you know, not just her music, but also her persona and the way she puts herself out there as an artist is very... It's very, you know, her. She's not trying to imitate anybody else, or, you know, she's very unique, and that is kind of what I want to do with myself as an artist. And I think.
What about the ones who've already made it, Livvy? You know, like the Jessie J's and the Ella Hendersons and the Billie Eilish's. Do they float your boat?
Like I say, as a creative, like I can pick things from each of those artists. You know, Billie Eilish, she's the same age as me, and you know, she's got such a unique persona. Like, she's got her own thing going, and she's so creative with like the little museum thing she did and her fashion sense. I'm really into fashion, but yeah, you know, like I kind of take little pieces from every kind of artist and interpret it in a way that makes sense for me.
Fabulous.
But Jessie J is an incredible vocalist. Honestly, if I could get to a level where I can sing like Jessie J, then I will be, you know, that you say you can never be too happy with where you were at. If I was at Jessie J level vocally, I'll be like, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And just very quickly, Livvy, I'm under the understanding that you have an American management team.
Yeah, so it's actually both. It's in the UK and in America. So I've been working closely with a really good friend of mine. I actually got spotted about 3 years ago to work out in the States, and had the opportunity to go out there and record my first song in the studio, my first music video. And I was actually supposed to be going to college in London. I was supposed to be going to Bird, which is a performing arts college.
Wow.
That was a week before I was supposed to move down to London. And I'm a very... You know, I follow my heart.
Yes.
You know, that's you know, it's always been that way. And I think it's always like that, especially as a creative person, you know. So I went to the studio, recorded my first song, did my video. And then I just thought, you know what, this is what I want to do. I want to really pursue this, because I could go to college. I can spend 3 years, you know, doing performing arts and doing theatre and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or I could really just head on focus on my music and the things that really, really do, you know, push me and make me feel like I'm loving what I'm doing, you know. So I went for it. So
that's brilliant. You know, you sound a really level-headed young lady, you know, and you're just coming up to 20 and, you know, a really level-headed lady where you know where you're going to. Well, I'll tell you where you are going to go to, and that's to our radio station, when you can get out and perform live in this station for us.
I appreciate that on the highest level. Thank you very much for that. That honestly means a lot, you know. It's hard. It is hard being an artist, and I'm sure everyone you speak to says that, especially at the current climate, because it's so different with social media. But I've actually got a performance this Monday, which is a live stream gig. It is, you know, all the information's on my Instagram page, which is at Who Is Livvy K. And it's free to watch. There'll be little merchandise giveaways and stuff like that on there. And that'll actually be a 30-minute performance of me singing covers and actually some original songs as well. So if anybody's that tune in and wants to go and listen to that, it's head to my Instagram.
Okay, will do. Livvy, thanks for allowing us in your home today. And as I say, once you're out and about, we've got a great studio here, just ready for somebody like you to burst into song, whether they're your own material or whether the covers. I look forward to seeing you.
I look forward to it, John. Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. You stay safe, young lady, and let's hope that you're out there from the 21st of June.
Fingers crossed.
Livvy, stay safe, my love. Bye-bye.
All the best. John.
Bye-bye. There we go. What a lady. That is she's come to 20 and she knows exactly what's going on.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live.